Starting today, pretrial hearings resume at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba for the 5 men accused of plotting the September 11th terror attacks. Each time the court is in session, 5 victims' families are chosen by lottery to attend the proceedings in person. 2 weeks ago, WNYC's Bridget Bergen spent time there with the families selected for those hearings. She brought them back together by phone to get their reflections on the experience.
Hi, Joyce?
Yes.
Hi, it's Bridget.
Joyce Woods was in her kitchen in Pearl River, New York, just north of the city.
Oh, that's okay.
On the other side of the Hudson River, Phyllis Rodriguez was in her kitchen in White Plains.
Hi, Joyce. It's Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. It's good to hear you.
Lorene Salido sat at her desk in her Naples, Florida home.
Overlooking the Gulf. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, thanks a lot.
These women didn't really know each other before their week in Guantanamo Bay, even though they're members of a small, painful group. They each lost a son on September 11th, and those men, 26-year-old James Woods, 31-year-old Gregory Rodriguez, and 23-year-old Matthew Salido, all worked at the investment firm Cantor Fitzgerald on different floors of the North Tower. After a week back home, the mothers are still processing everything about the trip. Woods says even the environment was unexpected.
Cuba is to me, a tropical island, and yet so much of the beauty is missing because of all of the security, all of the barriers, not being able to go around freely. That was all very new to me.
This is Phyllis. I had a similar reaction. I found it strange and kind of in a very disturbing way to be in Cuba, but feeling like I'm on the moon.
The women are careful to say they don't speak for all victims' families. They're sharing their own experiences. These are their feelings. And even among them, the feelings are very different. Woods and Salido support the death penalty in this case, but it's something that Rodriguez opposes. She has deep concerns about the military commission process itself.
I am angry, though. I'm angry about what I see, what I observed, that to me are just violations of constitutional rights, particularly in capital cases.
Seeing the men allegedly responsible for the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the 4 other defendants, didn't change her position. It was the first opportunity for all 3 women to see these men in person. Lorene Salido says what shocked her most was just how normal they looked.
They look like us. They were not combative in the courtroom. I saw them chatting, and they acted regular. And that was more unsettling for me than actually seeing them.
For Woods and Rodriguez, the anticipation was worse than actually seeing the men.
I didn't feel too much when I saw them. They didn't look like monsters, and they didn't arouse any real emotions from me.
Yeah, I agree. I expected to be very upset, and I wasn't.
Right.
But we have to remind people that we were far away from them, looking at them mainly from behind.
Yes.
And behind soundproof glass.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one thing we agreed on is that we would have loved to see them look into their eyes or,
get
more of an idea of what's inside of them.
These 5 men are being tried under the latest incarnation of the military commissions, instituted by the Obama administration after the Supreme Court found the old one unconstitutional. But there's still lots of questions about how this new process works. Critics call it improvised justice and argue it's not as transparent as it should be. During the week these mothers were there, it was revealed for the first time to the judge, the defense teams, and court observers that a third party outside the courtroom was listening in and could intervene and censor the proceedings. All 3 women agree the censorship issue is troubling, but Salido and Woods have accepted the process.
I find it interesting myself that we're quibbling over something that has been decided, and I think that's counterproductive. I think that the energy should be made into making these military trials work.
You can't see me shaking my head yes, but I've been nodding yes and agreeing with what Lorene was saying for there to be a more speedy resolution to these trials.
This week, 5 more families will go through their own version of this experience. For those families, Woods has some motherly advice.
because we're still so exhausted, I would tell them to rest when they can and try to sleep. It's exhausting physically and emotionally. Go with an open mind.
Rodriguez and Woods will be together again today, watching as the judge hears more pretrial motions. But this time, it will be a closed-circuit feed at Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn, and they'll have each other to lean on. Salito will only be able to see the press conferences the Office of Military Commission posts on its website, since there's no viewing location in Florida. Even though they're back home now, these women remain connected. They're members of a tragic club they never chose to join. But after going to Cuba to seek justice for their sons, they can help cushion each other's grief, so they plan to keep in touch.
And listen, I have three-way calling, ladies. We can chat.
Can we do this again?
And they believe their sons would be proud of them.
Love you, ladies.
Love you, too.
We'll talk soon.
We will.
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
Stay warm, ladies.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.